Another useful article for B2B writers from Gordon Graham at thatwhitepaperguy.com.
Quick tip, here's how to handle LSD. No, this isn't advice on avoiding bad trips. This is about writing numbers crisply and clearly. And to do that, you need to understand how to find the least significant digit. One of my pet peeves is false precision, a number that suggests way more accuracy than it can possibly convey. Suppose a company reports on a survey of 3,000 people like this.
And 53.17% of respondents agree you can't trust anything you find online.
But listen, 53.17% of 3,000 people equals 1,595.1 people. That can't be. What is 0.1 of a person? So they botched the LSD and stated an impossibly overprecise figure. So which number should you use? Well, to avoid false precision, drop anything past the least significant digit. In other words, use the fewest possible digits to convey a number as precisely as you need. So a better way to report that number is to say,
and 53% of respondents agree you can't trust anything you find online.
Even better, use both words and numbers.
More than half the respondents, (53%), agree you can't trust anything you find online. See how that works?
So how do you know which digits are significant? Well, that's all about the context. For instance, say you drive to a meeting. If someone asks how far you drove, you probably say, oh, about 40 miles. So in casual conversation, you round a trip to the closest 10 miles. The LSD is the 4 in 40. But when you fill in your expense report, you write 43 miles. To get all the credit you can, you use more precision. So the LSD becomes the 3 in 43. Your trip odometer says you drove 43.27 miles. Very few people care about 0.27 of a mile. But in a measuring instrument like an odometer, we expect the maximum precision. When reporting numbers in a white paper, blend them into the narrative so your reader doesn't have to stop to think about them. I often give an approximation in words and then show the number after, like this.
Almost 3 out of 4, (73%). More than 4 out of 5, (86%).
White paper readers are busy. They've taken precious time to read your work. So it's worth taking a bit of your time to make sure your numbers are crisp, clear, and easy to handle.
To get more useful advice on B2B writing, visit thatwhitepaperguy.com/subscribe.